Chapter 8, in which Glowin has two families. Gimli spends his childhood believing his father has another family. He isn't wrong. They're a remarkably normal family, to all outside appearances. His father makes enough to give them a comfortable life, even if his mother worries over him all the time, convinced something will happen on a random patrol and he won't come home again. Gimli rolls his eyes. His dad mostly writes traffic citations and tells young people not to hang around at night. Gimli is a strong young man, and he has had a lively childhood. His parents spoil him a bit, he knows, and he's not about to complain. He has an iPod and a laptop, and Mama's always there for all of his football matches, even when it rains, which is usually. They go on holiday every summer, but Gimli spends the whole time on edge, because his father is so nervy. Before cell phones, he hangs nervously around near telephones and makes sure they can get home at the drop of a hat, if they need to. Mum gives him hell about it when she thinks Gimli isn't listening. "Leave the job behind," she pleads. They're in the south of France, and Glowin hasn't gone 20 feet from the hotel in the 2 days they've been there. "There are plenty of police officers in Edinburgh to handle anything that might come up while you're gone." Then there are the times when Glowin will vanish. An afternoon, a night, a few days at a time, and usually without warning. Gimli doesn't think much of it. It's been happening his whole life, and he knows there are parts of the job that Dad can't talk about. He doesn't like how tense Mom gets at those times, though. He's a good kid. He's worked hard to be one, despite the pressure that kids in school put on him to act out to spite his dad. He plays football whenever he can, hoping half-heartedly for stardom that he knows he'll never get, and he plans to follow his dad into law enforcement once he's old enough. Then Glowin vanishes one day. A phone call comes in that makes him go very pale and talk quietly into the receiver, face twisted into an indecision that seems set to tear him in half. He kisses Gimli's mum sadly, telling her something's come up, and he hugs Gimli tighter than is comfortable, like he might not see them again for a while. He leaves, and they don't hear from him for 2 days. When he calls, he can't tell them where he is or what he's doing, and Mum shouts at him when her pleas for information go unanswered. She's crying silently when she hangs up, and Gimli hugs her. There's nothing else he can do. And then everything flies apart, because the police go flying out to some mountain in the middle of nowhere, and Dad gets arrested, and it turns out that he's had another family all along, and he decided they came first. He'd never talked about his childhood in specifics when Gimli was growing up, just that it had been somewhere in the Highlands, very quiet, and he'd come to the city looking for more adventure. He'd never talked about his brother. The pictures of the two of them growing up were scattered all around the house. He never said a word. When he comes home, Gimli spends a week too mad to talk to him properly, and mostly just grunts and avoids any sort of real contact. Eventually he cracks and lets his dad explain everything, which takes hours because he's never learned how to sum up anything. And then he gets it, sort of. It's all very secretive and full of family loyalty and things that sound like they belong in the distant past, but Dad seems more at peace than he ever has, now that he's not keeping this big secret. Mum's still angry, but Gimli is mostly curious. Who is this Thorin, that Dad would risk everything for him? And apparently he's got all these cousins he never met. This whole huge, wild family that's been scaring the shit out of the whole city for years. Dad keeps him out of it until the trials and media coverage are over, and most of the family has been sent to jail, and then he takes Gimli to Linlithgow, to a green door next to a grocery, and this adorable little old guy answers the knock, and Gimli realizes he's going to get to meet them. It's only Feely and Keely there, of course, the rest being still locked up, or in the Parliament, and it takes Gimli about 10 seconds to decide privately that they're the coolest people ever. They're fun and exciting, and they're still beat half to hell, and Gimli wants to be just like them. His dad will have a long talk with him later about why that is a bad idea. He won't change his mind. So his dad does have a second family. And now Gimli sort of does, too. They're never going to be incredibly close. But he's got uncles and cousins and all sorts of weird relations he can't sort out, and Dad brings them along every time they get together. They go out to the mountain that's been the cause of all the trouble, and Gimli sort of falls in love with it, with their whole weird, obsessed miners vibe. It's good. But the best thing, the thing that makes him really glad it all fell apart, is that now he has his dad. Really has him. Not just the half of him that's not worried about his secret and his family and whether they're all dead in a ditch somewhere with Adam. Eventually, Mum will forgive him, too, and they'll all go out to Bairnhirn together. He'll be better than before. And the stories he has to tell in school!